until 8. This is Sports Today.
Our first guest tonight here on Sports Today for yeslions.com.au is Jono Griffin, who's leading the ruck at the Freo Dockers, and he joins us now. Jono, welcome, mate.
G'day, guys. Thanks for having me.
Well, how are you going? I mean, obviously, as a team, you're not going that well. You're 0-8. I think that's pretty obvious. But you individually, how are you going?
Yeah, obviously, it's not ideal. It's not an ideal situation for the team, and it's definitely something that we're, not happy about. And we're obviously going to try to rectify that with some hard training during the week, and hopefully we can put four quarters together this week and hopefully get a result.
John Glinjakovic, welcome to the program. Just talking about, I guess, morale and how you're feeling and attitudes and so forth, but I read an article from Chris Main the other day, and he's basically saying he's totally shocked that they find themselves, you guys find yourselves in this predicament of 0-8. And I guess, how do you actually, the players' morale feeling amongst the club right now?
Yeah, we're a really tight-knit group, and we've really bonded together as a team. We've got a dinner tonight with all the boys, so we're definitely spending some time together. And like I said, we're really staying close and binding together and looking to train hard tomorrow and hopefully, put in a good performance on Saturday night. Hopefully, we get a result.
Just on the back of that, going out to dinner, who drives that, mate? Is this from the leadership group?
An individual. So Tommy Sheridan actually organised this one tonight. But, yeah, a number of players get around the leadership group and whatnot and, get together. And we're always catching up and spending time together. So, yeah, it's a really great initiative. And, the boys really enjoy it.
John, you're 30 years of age. You've played 82 games. Are you contracted till the end of this year and beyond, or just to the end of this year? And what's your foreseeable future? Where do you see yourself playing footy? Would you like to play for another 2 or 3 years? And seeing some of the ruckmen, and no doubt Aaron Sandland sign on for another year, so he'll go to his 35, I believe. I still think you've got some good years ahead of you.
Yeah, I'm contracted till the end of next year, I'm working on my game to spend more time up forward still developing my game in the ruck. So it's obviously great news that Aaron's signed again for that internal competition. And it obviously it really motivates me to, get better and work on my game and develop it. And, all I try to do is control what I can control, and that is training hard and obviously getting the performances on the board. And then I think everything else just takes care of itself.
Since Andy got injured and has been out of the team, you've generally rolled with a couple of ruckmen, and you, as I referred to off the top, as the leading ruckman. But between you and Zach Clark, though, you've kicked 3 goals in your 6 games. He's kicked none in 4. So it's obviously an area that, if you're going to spend that time forward, you need to be hitting the scoreboard more, don't you?
Yeah, that's exactly right. There's less rotations, and there's obviously going to be times where we have to spend stints down forward. So, working really close with Easty and Mark Stone, their forwards coach, developing our forward line game and making sure that we are contributing to the scoreboard.
What about Richmond, mate? Obviously, they come to town and they are a team that have just come off a confidence-boosting win over Sydney in a last-gasp effort after the siren by Sammy Lloyd. Great kick, but how have you assessed them as they head west?
They're obviously a professional outfit, and they're capable of playing some really outstanding footy that matches the best in the AFL. So we've really got to bring a strong effort and make sure that we're playing hard and going hard for longer. So a full quarter effort obviously is what we're chasing, and hopefully the result will take care of itself.
John, much talked about the preseason. I guess, focus of a new game plan or a shift in the game plan? And we've obviously seen that Fremantle are leaking a few more goals than they have in previous years. And it's a work in progress, there's no doubting that. But how are the players assessing the new game plan with the new coaches that have come on board? And and I guess moving forward, what's the big focus of obviously trying to get a few wins in the coming month?
Yeah, I mean, our ball movement has been inconsistent during games, and you can see that we're really moving it really well, and we're achieving what we want to achieve, but we're just not able to do it over the four quarters. So, but definitely we're seeing some results, and you know, we're continuing to work on executing it and through training and whatnot. So hopefully, you know, we continue with strong effort, and hopefully we can start seeing some results on the weekend.
One thing that's been evident this year with the top six sides, they're high scoring, but their ability to execute and, I guess, absorb pressure and hit the right target. And I'm talking more by foot than by handballing. You know, the money kick going through the corridor and then going back inside the 50. You've got to hit your targets. Now, Fremantle have struggled in that area this year. Numbers will tell us the reasons why. What is it more of an emphasis by the coaches, or are the players taking self-ownership and saying, you know, I'm going out today, John Griffin's going out today, I need to kick the ball well?
Yeah, we're definitely putting a premium on it. And like you said, you know, the top six teams are executing really well by foot, and that's something that we really need to improve. And, you know, the team is working really hard during the week to do that and improve that. So, like I said, we've shown glimpses during the game, but it's not on a consistent level yet. So, you know, we're trying really hard to build that into our game, and it starts on the training track. And, yeah, hopefully we'll start seeing it over four quarters on the weekend.
I know that you don't look backwards. Coaches don't either. It's all about going forward. But I always do when I have a look at last year when the Tigers played Freo, and Freo got up. You had less inside 50s, 41 to 52. It was 12-10 to 10-18. The inaccuracy of Richmond probably cost them at that particular time. And Newman, Lennon, Marich, McIntosh, Koch and Lambert and Hooley, blokes that didn't play last week. And then I'm looking at Freo, Barlow, Fife, Hill, McFarlane, Sandilands and De Boer. A lot of change in both teams. Very different teams that are going to run out onto the field this week.
Yeah, and that's, you know, that's a great challenge and opportunity in itself. We've got some young players that have come into the team, and they've contributed really well. And, you know, they've shown strong form and peel. So they've been given those opportunities. It's really exciting. And sorry, boys. It's really exciting to see the growth, and you know, it's going to be a hard game, and we're looking forward to the challenge. So, yeah,
John, just quickly before we let you go, back to your dinner and join your teammates. But the last game that you played him here at Domain Stadium, the corresponding game, you were 9-0, and Richmond really took to task to you guys. Fair to say you're up for a long time, and that night you're a little bit flat. But they played an exciting brand of football, which
they kicked eight goals in the first quarter, Jack.
Yes, they certainly did. They caught them on the hop. But have you looked back at that game, knowing that Richmond might adopt the same tactics? And if they do, have you got something to counteract so they don't have an eight goal quarter like they did last year?
Yeah, definitely. They play an exciting brand of football, and you know, we're looking to obviously combat that with a strong start ourselves. So yeah, I mean, we know it's going to be really hot when the first bounce, and like I said, we're really excited and ready to go and to attack it this week, and hopefully you know, we can play strong four quarters and get a result.
Thanks very much for joining us, mate. Really appreciate it. Good luck for the weekend.
Thank you, John.
No worries. Thanks, guys.